census where they had asked if they were Union or Confederate. He put UA, or the census taker put UA. But in 1930, when asked if he was a veteran, he said no. So I was going to dive into that a little deeper, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the way, though, that all kinds of stories are. It's just interesting. You find something and then you find something different. And that's why we do all the research we do. So, all right. Well, thanks. I don't think there's any other communications to the commission. Okay. Events and public relations. I don't think we have anything currently since it's snowing and can't even see the markers out there when I drove by yesterday. Financial report, there hasn't been a change since last meeting that I could tell.
Did you get the, it's published now, from today's meeting, the projected. There's a link to the list. I meant to bring it, but I did bring it, but my phone died because I've been working outside, so my phone got too cold and it won't start up. But the list is on there from today's meeting, and it should say what our amount is projected to be. It has to be approved by the council, but that would be a financial report.
Okay, I think it comes under bid tax grant under nine.
C. It's okay. My apologies, I'm not paying attention to that.
It's quite okay.
but so it hasn't been deposited yet, so yes, I guess it's not part of the financial report.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Colt.
unfinished business. Madam, let's look at the cemetery rat card redesigns. I think that Colt has a couple, has a two or three things to kind of show us.
So I just want to thank Jesse for.
Yes.
Getting those to us, because then that really like was a catalyst for us to like, you know.
Yeah, and I
hive mind it.
I know that in the paper here that there's you guys decided to have no hashtag, but hashtags are it's a new way of searching on social media for stuff. So I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up. Because like,
somebody was saying they were going out, but yeah. I don't know who said that, but I didn't have an opinion about it one way or the other.
I guess twofold. One is takes up space, number one, and number two is I think what we try to push out is that people go to find a grave to verify what is there or what isn't there, and that we try really hard not to get people taking pictures of blank ground out there because they think we don't have anything. And I guess, to me, the more stuff you have for people to go to, and again, I would say 80% of the people that come to the cemetery are not young. They're our age, in their 60s, their 70s, their 80s, and hashtags, I mean, I certainly don't ever use them.
Okay, because I did send an email to Colt when I sent these things, and there I put in like a, I had like a screenshot of.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Like the Stranger Things kind of picture. She, that's a. Did you ever have one of the Saunders girls in your class?
No.
Okay. She went to North Pole. So anyway, she's a local photographer and she did that thing, but she didn't tag where, like what cemetery.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, she could have had a Clay Street Cemetery hashtag, but she didn't, you know, it would have just been like one extra search thing for that piece of work, which I thought was pretty cool.
Okay, and again, I'm sorry, I don't even know what you're referencing.
Okay.
Yeah, she gave us, it was in the email. So you're not paying attention.
To
sorry,
which email?
I'm going to be rude right now.
No.
She's trying to share something.
Yeah, I understand. But
When she sent all of the mock-ups.
Right, but what's the photography?
Well, the photo was taken at Clay Street Cemetery.
Oh, okay, but I thought what you said was there was a display, like she did some kind of...
She did this with like her daughter, and it's like a Stranger Things themed photo, and I was like, hey, because I have her on my Instagram, and I was like, that's over at our cemetery, and then I checked her hashtags, and she doesn't have anything for Clay Street Cemetery listed.
So hashtag this, hashtag that.
She also didn't tag the location in it, so no one knows where exactly she did this.
I see.
Anyway.
Not being a social media person. Yeah.
I'm just not. I mean, I don't know how people have time to spend doing this. I just don't.
But
well, she's a photographer. That's how she, like, makes a living.
Shares so. What she takes. Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about removing it. I'm not against having it if it would help. So your main concern, let me see if I can hear you. Your main concern is that when people go there, then they want to try to monetize doing find a grave things. And then it takes a long time for you guys to undo that mess because, and that's your biggest fear. Like you don't want people going there until we're done kind of thing. Almost.
Janet spends so much time correcting or trying to correct on find a grave, people putting stuff in there, and it's
challenge is when somebody puts something there, we can't have it removed because they put it there. And there are people that get paid to go around and they just show up at graveyards and take pictures of graves and post it on find a grave.
They monetize the hashtag's more for a social media thing.
Right.
It's just
so I think their concern about bringing people to the cemetery is that somebody might start trying to finish our job before we're ready. For them to finish it or something? Is that what I'm hearing?
Kind of. It's just frustrating that, I mean, even for me, I go and look at find a grave for my own relatives, and I'll go, excuse me, this information is half there and it's not right. And that's the wrong marker that goes for, you know, it's like, it's very frustrating.
Can I just make a suggestion so we can get to the design stuff is, really, the goal, correct me if I'm wrong, is twofold. We want all paths for those who are interested in learning about individuals who are interred there. Mm-hmm. We want all paths to lead to find a grave. For those who are just interested in general information or, hey, I might know something about somebody, we want all paths to lead to the commission. And so whatever we're doing, whether it's QR codes, hashtags, links, as long as it's taking people to one of those two paths, that accomplishes what the goal is, right?
I think so.
And
I'm not against a hashtag.
Yeah.
It's a
so to recap, this is one of the drafts that Jessica had sent, and what we reviewed at the last meeting, and we went through and had some notes, and I took this as a starting point. And the notes that were provided by those who were here last month, and Julie followed up to make sure I had those notes. And I did a few different versions, and this was the first attempt. I need to get it away from, how do I get this? There we go. This is the first one, so page one, and we've tweaked it since then. I listened back again to the audio to hear what some of the notes were. I heard some general references for the yellowish shades. It was definitely stated that people liked the gradient color. Did this map mock up? These were the two photos that Janet had sent and suggested. This is the text that was approved at last meeting. Used the headstone.
Justified the text.
Correct. And then I also included the city of Fairbanks and then the QR code. Julie gave me some notes wanting, you know, to move this image to make it more of a full bleed, similar to what Jess had done, but with the image that had been preferred. So I did it with this image. The problem is, it does feel a bit crowded if it's going to be two lines versus one. Mm-hmm. You had requested to go back to this text. I could not find what text, font.
I don't remember what it's called, but I have it.
I even asked AI. I said, tell me what font this is in this.
It's like an older font that was really common. And I think I found it in Word or something like that. Like, well, I have a copy of it.
If you have it and you can find it, let me know. But this, so this was draft two. Julie requested moving the map to the second page, you know, keeping essentially everything else, but doing a full bleed. So this white line here would be the page cutoff, having the full bleed of the image all the way at the top, moving the logos and whatnot and the QR code to the front. So this could be somewhere where we could put, you know, a hashtag in this space. The text is a little bit bigger. I think I changed the font some.
So you like this one better.
But there's this image.
I did not like the block of green at the top at all.
Right. It's so just, this.
That looks so.
High school project.
Yes, to me.
It's fine with me.
And it could be that we just make the Clay Street Cemetery smaller. I mean, it could even be on one line. Or, it doesn't.
So I went ahead and with the images that I had in our network, I found the same one.
I went ahead
and made this third version.
See, I like how that looks.
I like
much better.
I didn't
much
like
better.
That you can see the gate.
You can see the whole gate.
Well, that's, I can see the power core. The power lines up there. But it almost.
We can Photoshop that out too.
But I also don't think it was that problematic.
It's so nice.
I think this is a better pop color because you got the sun right on it.
Exactly.
Let me zoom out a little bit. So same as
there's also a shadow of the pole, and all that can be taken out with a, you know, Photoshop or whatever. The shadow of the lamppost or whatever across the street is across the gate.
So there's that, and that's
all that can be.
I believe that's adjusted. The only difference between these two was just this top section.
But I like the second one. Yeah, that's that one,
much better.
And are we okay with the size of this?
Is the font
header?
You want is that it? Good?
I mean, we can change if
I
you like.
That
if you like this font
block,
and
you know?
Jess yeah. sends it yeah. to me, I can update it to this. But in general, we prefer the two lines versus single line, no curve. Is that correct?
Either is fine with me.
Okay. This just gave us more blue sky space.
Yeah, yeah. And it stands, how do I put this? When it's in the rack, that blue stands out much more so than the green or the yellow does if you look at who's got different ones. I mean, because that's what's showing really at the top, because the bottom part is kind of hidden in the rack itself.
I really like the map on the back. It says Clay Street Cemetery again on the back with the address.
Yeah.
And it already says Clay Street Cemetery on the front, so we don't need the title on both sides, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I went ahead and put, you know, enter from here. I did put a parking symbol there.
Nice.
Good.
The address wasn't anywhere else on there, so that's where it is. Are we happy with this back side? Back page?
Yeah, I
think
it
looks good.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
My question from a style perspective, do we like rounded corners or do you want these to be straight corners here?
Or no corners at all.
Okay.
Well, but the issue is that the markers are not rounded. They're square.
I'm talking about
the border
of the text.
Yeah.
Does it have to have a border on the text? I don't know.
It doesn't. I think
it defines
it a little
better
bit better.
Do you like it?
Especially with justifying text. But I could make this a straight corner if we wanted.
I just didn't know if it gave it any more space on the edges.
Oh, it does.
Like to increase the font?
Well, or just, I mean, you've got it justified, right? So sometimes justification kind of looks odd. I don't see that.
I think it looks nice.
I don't think it looks badly there. I just
the other one's centered, or it looks centered.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah, we don't want that centered then.
Can you bump the clay to the next line?
Yes.
So Clay Street Cemetery Commission's on one line.
Yeah.
And then that'll center.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then, from what I understand, is on this first page, then this version will get the font from Jess.
It'd be nice.
I can see if I can get some magic to remove this thing and the lines up there.
Because of the stoneworks, I think it would work. I think you'd be able to remove that. Dark shadow.
And then
off the street
we could
and off
put
of
a hashtag down here in this space, if desired.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
So, there's that.
What do you think?
I almost made some with a gradient, and I was trying to use the you know, the city's like gradient color spectrum on their website. And I was like,
They saw that and they all commented that they would prefer a gradient over that.
Okay.
But I mean, we can do blue and green gradient.
I didn't think I'd do orange and whatever.
I just went with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is that in the past, the cheapest has been the little printing place that's right over mm-hmm. Wendell Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Is it still
open?
Depends
on the volume. We can do rack cards here in-house, but depends on the volume you do. And I think we asked that a couple months ago.
Who was going to go over there?
500?
Well, I mean, I'll go and see them. I just, yeah. I normally we do 1,500.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we wouldn't want to do that.
No.
Because it would be me.
Oh, yeah, no. but I mean, and I don't think that in the past it's been particularly expensive, but I will go and check out on, what's that exit off of? Off of Mitchell. You go
Advanced Printing?
Yeah, to see what have to say. Okay. But what I would need then is
30th.
Yeah, 30th. Is you know, something that I can take for them to actually a file so they can look at it and give me an estimate.
Yeah, I can have that.
Okay.
Want to make these edits.
Because I think it would be advantageous for us to have it come.
Their email is printer@hotprinter.com, by the way. I just emailed them today.
Oh.
If you want to just send it to them and ask them for a quote.
Okay. Because Advanced did the maps for us.
Mm-hmm.
That was the cheapest, but
okay.
The other place didn't do them, because they didn't have the size.
Well, I think I like the photos better when they're not. You know, I don't like it when there's a block at the top, so I like that bleed a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
It gets the job done. You've got a story, you've got your hashtags, you're going to have your QR code.
And rather than having a lot of text down here for the URL, I just put the fairbanks.gov, but if someone does scan the QR code, it takes them to the actual page on the city's website mm-hmm. that we did up earlier this year, the one with... Will it take me to it?
And that circle around I just noticed it when you zoomed in.
It's because...
It'll be more clean, right? Before it goes to print.
We can get someone to do that. We might ask them to do that for us. The logo that the city has is a square.
Oh.
So the white background, I had to use Canva's background remover, and it did, but then it wasn't clean, so I literally just added a circle. It's a bit... It's messy. It's okay. What I could do on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for mocking it up. I'm just saying, please don't let that go to print with a raggedy edge. That would be good.
Cool.
Thanks, everybody, for what you did.
Yeah. Janet, do you have any comments?
No, not really.
Yeah, I like the gate with the sun on it. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, I really.
Yeah, if you could get that shadow and the power lines out, that would be better.
I added that to my notes.
Thank you, Colt. And thank you, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, querying monuments order. Do we know anything about?
Janet sent me 21 names. I submitted them. I have not heard back from the acquiring monuments yet, but we are on the way, folks.
Okay.
Congratulations.
And you did ask
that order is prepaid. It was already invoiced, so
So did you ask them in the last email, because it was from the minutes before, about the difference in the weight, the cost of sending it here?
Oh, the shipping. I did not, but I will, because they haven't. I'll see if we can get some kind of a credit, because that was three times more than the time before. Mm-hmm. So,
but you don't. I mean, we don't know if they just raised their prices. So,
right.
So anyway,
thanks.
I just was curious if we had heard anything. So can you report about the bed tax grant last night? I understand from Elizabeth that you did a very nice job. So thank you very much. And sorry I wasn't there.
And I apologized on your behalf, so yeah, they heard it. Yes, we had a good group of people. There were over $1 million in requests for $400,000 worth of money. So it was really hard for the committee. They did make a comment about that hey, if you aren't, please be realistic, because there's only 400,000 to go around, and just thinking there's 31 applicants and some of you, want the lion's share of it. Be realistic when you ask. So we were asking for, we got a little bit less than last year. It's 11,876 was the average award for us this year. And last year, we got a little bit more this year. Sorry, I was thinking about Festival Fairmix. A little bit more. Got $100 more or $50.
Yeah, last year was 11,712.
There you go. So our ask was 13,255. So that'll still be good. We can do some work with that for sure.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it.
And then this will be at the council meeting in the first meeting in January, I believe. So it does have to be approved by council, but it's very rare for them to say anything. There was one strange thing that I heard comments about after the meeting with some of the regular recipients, and that is that the museum, I'm just going to say it, the museum one at the bottom is not a local entity. They're from Anchorage, and they have a museum consortium, but they're doing this big promotion for the 250th anniversary of the United States. They're going to be doing an event in Fairbanks, so they asked for city bed tax, and they were awarded some of it. But look, they asked for $50,000, and I was surprised. Only one of the council member, or one of the members, zeroed them out. They're allowed to give them a zero. If any entity gets three zeros, then they don't get a grant.
I think it's just two, isn't it?
Huh?
I think it's even just two.
Oh, I thought it was three.
I could be wrong, but
okay, yeah, maybe so. But Museums Alaska, and they're supposed to be a membership of museums, so hopefully they'll be working with, hopefully they'll do a good job. I know they didn't get that much, but
so I understand why some of them on the left are blank and others aren't.
Because that is a column where they, last year's distribution, get a grant last year, that is blank.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And some, in some cases, if they're a regular, like Tamna Yukon Historical Society.
Elizabeth didn't get it. She forgot.
If there's something wrong with their application, or they're late, or they didn't put it in, then they don't get a grant, and that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
They can be eliminated for one reason or another, so. And I don't know what the issue was with Blood Bank, but they typically don't do any social services entities. So I don't know what their event was that they were going to attract hotel rooms with, but maybe people come in from out of town. I don't know.
The only reason people would be disqualified would have been if there was a deficiency in terms of whether or not the committee members felt like it warranted a grant. That mm-hmm. happens from yesterday to today,
uh-huh.
But in terms of those that were eliminated in general, it's because there was a deficiency with their application.
Okay, yeah, I just know in the past, I mean, it says right in there, like health and social services entities usually can't apply for this particular grant, but yeah. I don't know what their spin was, so. Anyway, yeah, it was a good meeting. It's one of my favorite meetings to come to, because you really get to see all of your good friends in Fairbanks that do so many things as a nonprofit for the city and for our little community here. And it's always a joy. Everybody's smiling and happy to see everybody. And I love that meeting. So anyway, I think we did pretty well.
Yes, thank you, Julie, for all the efforts to just the application, because I know that takes you a lot of time.
Well, not really, but now that we've done it a couple times, it's getting more boilerplate, but I try to update the language and the numbers. Of course, we change our numbers because our progress is shown. So that's always good. Congratulations. We got through that hurdle.
New business. I don't have anything. Does anybody? Jeremiah, do you have anything you want to add?
Not this evening.
Okay. Anything for open agenda?
Drive home safe tonight.
Yeah, it's snowing.
It's snowing, I know.
By now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next meeting date is January 7th. Do we have enough people that can attend until we'll meet?
I think I can make it.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay. Janet, will you be able to, do you think?
Yeah, I'll be where it's not snowing.
Okay, all right. Poor Amy can't make it because she's had to put on chains, I guess, and all the snow and whatnot. She's still driving the bus, so.
Oh, no.
All right, well, we are adjourned then. It is 5:35.